This is the CBC News. I'm Bob McGregor. A Canadian cruise ship struck ice early this morning and sank this evening in Antarctic waters near the South Shetland Islands. All 154 passengers and crew took to lifeboats and were plucked to safety by a passing cruise ship. No injuries were reported, although passengers reportedly endured sub-freezing temperatures for several hours as they waited in bobbing lifeboats for a Norwegian liner. It took them to a Chilean military base in the region. The Explorer was in the middle of what the company calls its Spirit of Shackleton tour, a 19-day circuit of Antarctica and the Falkland Islands. The political crisis in Lebanon continues to deepen. The term of the current president in Lebanon has ended, and now the country is without a president.
I think the honorable member's comments may not be appropriate, given that
That was supposed to have been the spokesperson for Emil Lahoud. Obviously, it wasn't. The spokesman in Lebanon is saying the country is in a state of emergency, but the pro-Western prime minister is rejecting the move. Fouad Seniora says the president cannot declare a state of emergency without approval from Parliament. Parliament tried earlier today to convene to vote on a new president, but the opposition, led by the group Hezbollah, boycotted the session, preventing it from reaching a quorum. Another session is scheduled for this weekend. The House of Commons today discussed tasers, the use of tasers by police. MP David McKenzie is the Parliamentary Secretary for the Public Safety Minister. He says the NDP has been too quick to judge.
توافر وتحقق.
I'm sorry, we're having difficulty getting our sound items on the air tonight. The Nova Scotia government and the House of Commons committee are the latest to announce a review of the taser. There is renewed debate about the device after the death this week of a Nova Scotia man. 45-year-old Howard Hyde died about 30 hours after being shocked by one of the devices. The Australian Prime Minister John Howard has cast his ballot in national elections. He's hoping voters will return him for a fifth straight term and reject a younger opposition leader offering a generational change. The Conservative leader Howard, 68 years old, has been in power for 11 years, but he trails in opinion polls behind the 50-year-old opposition leader Kevin Rudd. Some polls are predicting a landslide victory for Labour. Others say Howard and Rudd are running neck and neck. One good deed has inspired another in Regina. Earlier this week, a group trying to send a Regina man with cancer to the Grey Cup reached its goal. Support was so overwhelming there was money left over and more groups willing to give. So organizers are putting it to good use. Gillian Pavlin has more.
Mr. Speaker,
just a few days ago, organizer Trevor Lowy was driving along, thinking about all that extra money and support.
Slammed on the brakes of my vehicle, and I called Kelly up on my cell phone, and then he said, "Hey, Kelly, how about we charter another airplane and we send 10 cancer kids the Grey Cup with their families?"
Now organizers are putting the idea in motion. They've chartered a plane at cost, and the flight crew is working for free. 17-year-old Craig Cheddar has been battling cancer since March. He got the call yesterday at his home in Swift Current, asking if he'd like to go to the Grey Cup.
Oh, it's really exciting. It's everyone in Saskatchewan, I'm sure, would like to go, and I'm one of the few that gets to. I guess it's pretty awesome.
But there were concerns about tickets. Would they be available? Just hours ago, Trevor Lowy got his answer.
Yeah, we had a gentleman come through. He is in Toronto, actually, and has a luxury suite available, and he gave it to us.
Lowy expects 10 kids, along with two family members each, will be making the trip. Gillian Pavlin, CBC News, Regina.
That's the news to this hour. For updates 24 hours a day, stay tuned to CBC Radio.